going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Billie Eilish tickets.
Whoa.
Yeah. How about that? How about that? At noon 05, Mason has your first pair. And then Jane's got you three times, 405, 405, and 605. We give you code words. You text those to our contest line. Very simple. And then you're
and
in the
Mason
running.
Mason sure does have the internet figured out, doesn't she?
She does, yeah.
She's a great social media.
Yeah. She has a lot of thoughts
caster.
On things,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I was scrolling down through her stuff. And I'm like, wow, she's a lot
holy
of,
Toledo.
You know, a lot of opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And just thoughts. You know, it's fun. She's a fun follow.
Yeah.
Mason.
Check her out.
She's our new.
Middays.
New midday person. Woman.
Mason
woman.
On the mic.
Mason on the mic. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's her
that's
Instagram.
Her Instagram
yeah.
handle.
And she's got these tickets for Billie Eilish, 12:05. And then Jane, 4:05 and 6:05. This was just announced as Billie Eilish concert November 23rd at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. You would love these tickets, wouldn't you? Come on, let's go see Billie Eilish, you guys. It's going to be great. So be listening all day to the Alice. You can get your tickets. I wanted to mention that our Bob, the newest addition here, she's been working on our camera feeds and stuff. And that's, so that is happening. You can watch video clips. If you go to youtube.com/@@AliceNineSevenThree.
I asked her, I pulled her aside into a meeting the other day and I was like, please, I need you to make me look good. I'm really having trouble with my face.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Everything here. And she was like, it can't be done. Nothing can save you. So please, all of you out there, be kind.
Yeah, maybe you could get a nice, good wig.
I'm trying to impersonate a good-looking person.
We could get you one of those Mo wigs. Mo have the, wouldn't that be cute?
That'll fix me right up.
That'll fix you right up.
We'll cameras.
Yeah.
At 5 a.m.
Not really your friend.
They're back, everyone.
Yay.
It's fun, though. I actually like it. And I didn't tell her that. She
told you.
Yeah, she said, get good looking, would you? And I went,
and hurry up about it, because we got these cameras rolling here.
Crap!
Yeah, I know.
No filter for that.
We're doing our best to be so good looking. You know, it's funny that you bring that up, because I like Conan O'Brien. I do want to start this segment by saying I think he's really funny. I love his off the cuff stuff.
I like him too.
I think that I was never a fan of his talk show. I just don't feel like that's the best setting for him, but that's just my opinion on it. I just think he's got this show that I want to say it's like, I don't know. I was talking about it last week. Maybe an HBO show or a Hulu show or something.
Yeah, it's on, I believe it's on HBO.
So it's called Conan O'Brien Must Go. And it starts with him doing his podcast with the people he does it with. And then they'll have somebody zoom in, and it's a random person from like Norway or Thailand or whatever. And they're a fan of his, and they get to talking, and then he supposedly, without their knowledge, shows up on their doorstep. And he
in Norway.
Yes, he'll travel to where they're from, and then he's like, you know, take me around. I want to, you know, a day in your life, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And this is where he shines. He's so good. But he's not a great looking dude. He's a weird looking dude. And it's funny that we were just having the camera thing, because he just did this. I think I put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but it's him talking about his new thing in Toy Story. Toy Story 5 is coming out, and they've created a new character, and it's called Smarty Pants. And so he's doing that. But he did this video where he's like getting right into the camera. The camera gets so close to him, and he's just got this crazy look on his face. And it just, you know, he looks like Conan, but so tight. It's like the closest of the close-ups. And I just thought, wow, that is a guy who's got, oh yeah, go to the end of that video. All the way at the end. I don't know if you can fast forward it.
I can't fast forward it.
I don't like that you can't fast forward videos. It just, as it gets closer and closer and closer to him, it's just so funny. And he knows that that's part of what's funny about him. Yeah. He just doesn't care. He's like, I look so weird. Anyways, he's joined the Toy Story 5 cast. He's the voice of a new character called Smarty Pants. And he announced the news yesterday in this video that I believe I have put up already at the Sarah Mini Facebook page. Yeah. If not, we'll put it up.
And I have lowly audio from it if you want it.
Oh, well, which part do you have?
Him talking about the role.
Give me what you got.
Yeah, there you go.
Initially, I wanted the role of Woody. And they told me that they already promised that to Tom Hanks. And I was like, you kind of been there, done that. You know, you're in a bit of a rut, don't you think? And they said, no, it's Tom Hanks's, it's his role. So I said, okay, how about Buzz Lightyear? And they were like, and I said, let me guess, Tim Allen. They're like, yeah, Tim Allen. And I went, guys, you got to think outside the box. But anyway, then they showed me this new character, Smarty Pants. It's the best character of them all. I far prefer this character. I don't even want to play Woody or Buzz anymore. Even if they beg me. I'm Smarty Pants. I love this. Toy Story 5. It's coming out. When's it coming out?
June 19th, 2026.
June 19th, 2026. I can't wait that long. I can wait, but it's going to be good.
Okay, so...
he's having fun with it, but that's truly a huge honor to be part of those films. And I, by the way, am sitting next to someone who stars in one of their best movies. Cars.
Two people
who've started. Did you know that? They were in Cars? Amazing. Mm. What an honor.
Yeah.
And good for him.
And by the way,
Pixar. It'll live forever.
We're all available. We would love to do more.
Yes.
Of your movies. And that guy, the one who you got really mad at and cut off all contact with our show, he's gone and has been for a while. We don't even like him anymore. So you.
Don't say that. You like him.
I don't like him. And you can invite us, and we won't bring him. It'll just be us.
That's true. We won't bring him.
We definitely won't.
I just want to go back and spend a day on Pixar campus again. God, that was so fun.
That was about the most amazing experience of my life. Incredible. Full tour, and then we spent hours in a studio. John Lasseter was in there just directing, and it was incredible.
I think my favorite memory was when my neighbor kid showed up with my toy. I didn't even know they made a toy out of us. And like, there's the car. It says Maddie on it and everything.
Oh, your car was named Maddie?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's awesome. Anyway, good for him. Oh, there he is. He's being weird.
Okay.
We literally just missed it. Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. One of the comments is he sunburned from like the lights inside that studio?
He certainly is not worried about Botoxing.
No, he's not worried really, but he does not care. That's like he's really embracing the...
Well, he's rich.
Yeah.
So like he's doing what he wants now and doesn't have to worry about getting the bills paid.
He made a ton of money from his podcast being sold and his whole podcast network being sold to.
Yeah, and also
NBC just paid him.
Here's $40 million because we don't want you. We're going to get Jimmy Fallon to do it.
Yikes. Jimmy Fallon. Just last night at the dinner table with the girls, and mom's not around, so I got to be the the entertainment for the evening. My girls were like trying to be cross-eyed, and then one of them can look like separate them, uh-huh. like make one cross, but not. And I can't cry. I was doing. They loved it because I can't do it. But I was. Are they crossed?
They are.
They are.
They're crossed, but they're pointing downward. Like put your finger between. Just look right. Look right in between.
Oh, that's the trick.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Are they crossed?
They are.
Now I know what to do tonight. Thank you.
You're welcome.
They were laughing so hard. They're like, those aren't crossed.
They're just looking down. Yeah, he is. He's a guy who would do the cross-eyed and like until his face froze that way. He's like
Conan.
Oh, yes.
Yes. No, he's good. I like him. Yeah. So
Ernie Hudson's also joining the cast. He's taking over as Combat Carl since the passing of Carl Weathers. There's not a lot known about the plot, except that the toys will deal with modern-day kids and electronics. Tim Allen had also said previously that there's going to be a focus on Jessie, which I'm down with because she's my favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Toy Story 5, a year from this June, June 19th, 2026. Right? It's 2025. Netflix is saving Sesame Street. Sesame Street will live on thanks to Netflix. It struck a deal for new episodes. Until recently, Sesame Workshop was in business with Warner Brothers Discovery. Under that deal, the episodes wouldn't air on PBS until months after they were available on HBO and Max, which is soon going back to HBO Max. But now they're going to continue because it was going to be canceled. I think they even aired the last. They're like, this is the last ever Sesame Street episode. So no, it looks like Sesame Workshop is back in business. It'll air on PBS on the same day they hit Netflix.
It's amazing.
It is. That's such a long, long, long running
thing. For all
the
things that we watch go away, and all you can really do is go, all right. It's terrible to think that Sesame Street just closed up and is going away. Mm-hmm. I know there's other things, but
tons of other things.
I think of like. I don't know Miss Rachel other than the clip that we play, but I did get to know Blippi and there's a few other, but you have to watch them for a minute to make sure what they're feeding your kids.
Right.
And you don't need to do that with Sesame Street, in my opinion. You can trust them.
Right. They've always been very wholesome and interesting to kids and always were about the morals and the lessons and how to treat other people.
Right.
And ways to be kind and ways to make friends and how to count. And what the letter of the day was.
Right. All the stuff.
Plus cookies. Mm. Sesame Street will begin its 56th season later this year.
It's great news.
It is. I'm actually pretty stoked that it's still good. I mean, like you said, I don't have any kids right now. Maybe I'll have grandkids some days, but I didn't have like a big investment in this. But I felt sad that something like Sesame Street, things that we grew up on, would be gone. You're 30, Bob. And like, do you have the same kind of strong feelings we have about Sesame Street?
No, I think the characters always kind of freaked me out.
No Big Bird love, no Snuffleupagus.
It wasn't for me. My brother was a lot older, so I always wanted to be watching like older stuff. So I feel like I kind of skipped over that.
That does make sense. Sometimes that's where, like, if you have a much older brother or sister, like, your musical taste will be really different from other kids your age and of course, usually better.
We didn't have a lot. We just didn't have a lot of choices.
We didn't.
Kids. It was like Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street.
Yep. You're right. And it was on when it was on, and that was the only time it was on. And remember waking up early on a Saturday morning, like, that was the only time they were playing, like, the good, you know, the old Tom and Jerry's and the old Warner Brothers cartoons. Mm. Loved that. I did not know, and I put this back to the whole thing where people are wearing incredible hair plant. What are those things called? Hair extensions and like mini wigs and stuff. Like, I don't know anything about that, but occasionally you do. Someone goes, "Oh no, my hair implant or whatever." Like on Big Brother or something, somebody's putting on all their fake hair, and that's the only experience I have with it. So, if you'd asked me, does Nicole Kidman have a wig on, I'd be like, no, that's the same straight red hair she's had ever since I've ever known her. But as it turns out, I'm sure it's very high end and it's probably real hair, but she's got a wig that, or some kind of thing that goes over the top of her actual hair, and then they kind of blend her real hair into it, is what it looks like to me. So this isn't a horrible hairdo misstep, but if you scroll down, Maddie, on this thing,
Her forehead, though, is gleaming gold. My goodness.
It is so, so smooth and shiny. There are a few places where you do think to yourself, that is off. She definitely has something. So I think this is at the Cannes Film Festival. It is. So it's on some red carpet that she's doing there. And they're calling it a wig snafu. And it's not that bad.
It's not.
But everyone's losing their minds over it. I guess just because of that one. That picture, she's got half a part. Like, it looks a full inch higher on one side than on the other side. I know.
Expect our stars to be perfect, but that's why their foreheads are glowing.
Right.
Because we can't accept them to have a wrinkle or a messed up wig.
That is true. There it is.
You know, there's stuff that happens to women's hair over the course, and I only know this because after Christina had our second kid, she lost, I want to say, 3 humans worth of hair.
Mm.
Like, just by the...
It's a full-on thing.
When you're pregnant, you get... full-on balding right in here. Yes. And she was just... It just was coming out of her in the handfuls.
Yes.
And I was snaking it out of the shower drain.
Definitely a documented reality for a lot of
people.
And
so, you know, who knows what she's experiencing, but okay. Or she's just a lady who's like, the wig lady did a bad job.
Maybe. I don't know that she's probably not doing her own makeup for a red carpet thing. You'd think that somebody would step in and be like, hey, I'm an expert at this.
At her level, I'm sure she's paying for something. Remember, I remember that one of the earliest interviews we did, this is way back. This is 97. This is the Embarcadero building. And I loved this lady. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't.
Madeline Stowe came into our show and she had someone do her entirely. This
was
radio.
She was doing TV as well.
She was doing TV later after our show or whatever, but it was just, she was made up and had someone do that.
She Last of the Mohicans, was that what that was for?
I don't remember. I just remember loving her before she even came in, and then there she was. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, she's not even in the industry anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, I have no idea. So what was that about, her hair or something? Like that her hair looked perfect?
No, just that she traveled with someone who does her stuff.
And yes.
I'm sure.
Right.
Nicole Kidman, are you kidding?
I know. At that level, I'm sure that's, you know, $1,500 a day for someone to just be standing by with.
If you got to go be on TV and you make your living that way, it's a worthwhile investment, I would imagine.
Yeah. So I just wonder why that person didn't come booking it out onto the, like, come on back here for just 1 second. I got to do a quick tug. Let's pull that thing back into place. It's not as bad as we're making it sound, but it is noticeable, especially at certain angles. And she, I'm sure, is not thrilled by it. They show a lot of pictures of her going down the line on the red carpet and talking to everybody, and everybody's getting shots of her, you know, dead on her face. And it's asymmetrical at best.
Well,
it's not that bad. It's like an inch. It's off by an inch.
925 says, wait. Did you say Mason was now on Alice at 97.3?
Yeah.
Love her.
Oh, good. Oh, great. Mason on the mic.
Someone who knows her from the interwebs and is...
She has a lot of followers.
I know. Good for her and good for us. She's now on in the middle of the day.
Yep. And she's got some tickets, too. She's got Billie Eilish tickets. And so does Janie. Keep it here on Alice. We got all the good stuff. Over here, woman. Next up. Good. I don't have that much time. The Sean Diddy Combs stuff continues on. There are new photos showing some pretty brutal injuries that Cassie Ventura sustained at his hand. There's also a story this morning about when he was arrested in 2024, he was at a hotel and that all the hotel room photos have been released now. And there was even some evidence in bags that was passed through the jury, drugs in bags.
Lube everywhere.
Yes. Lube, bottles of it in the bathtub. Like they have a photo of it, you know, on the, not the crime scene, but the arrest scene. And he just was there in a hotel by himself with like so much lube, all different kinds. It's crazy. A bunch of different
kinds.
Yeah. Come and look. So what? This is the bottom. This is like the bottom of the tub. There's like all these couple different kinds of lube, a couple things baby of oil. Baby oil. Him, yeah. And then there's there's some drugs and little
pink?
In it. I think it's in pink. Ziplocs, little mini pink Ziplocs,
oh,
I think.
So that's just cocaine.
Because one of them is MDMA, and the other one I think was like ketamine.
Ketamine,
yeah. And then there's a bunch of prescription stuff. Oh, and there's also $9,000 in cash and some Visine in a little zipper pouch. So that got passed around as well. What is clonazepam?
That's Valium.
Oh, well, he has some of that. So that's good. If he needs it, to relax or whatever.
To calm down.
Yeah. Apparently, he gets all of his name at the pharmacy is Frank Black. All of these things, he went with Frank Black. Oh, okay. They also found Astroglide and Johnson's Baby Oil and all kinds of stuff. And this was just the stuff that was in the hotel when they went to arrest him back in 2024, September of 2024. And so that's why we're seeing these today, because they were getting passed along to the jury. So that, and
when you get a hotel room and you just set it up to your liking almost immediately, like, or maybe you don't, but I try to get the things situated that I need and put in place. Was he there for days? Because there's a whole thing going on.
It kind of looks like he was residing there. For
oh, okay. Because I'm like, did you walk right in and make sure your drugs are all set up and you get all your baby oils in the shower at once? And
I think they arrested him outside the room, like down on the street. So then that's when they went up to the room, I guess, and took these photos. So he wasn't able to.
Slipping and sliding right there in the hallway?
Yes, apparently. So all the stuff was out, I guess. And he was out of the room, because I think they got him like at a secret entrance to the hotel. I don't even think it was right out front. But anyway, I don't know. I don't know all the details on it. And frankly, whenever I read the details, I'm like, well, I can never not know that now. Yay me. That's fun.
Yeah, this isn't a fun trial.
It's really not.
No, it's
like,
so
there's nothing
it's
fun about
ridiculous
it.
Ridiculous that I'm seeing this like. This scene where all the police are slipping and sliding on the lube, but it's not funny. You're right.
Mm.
He is an absolute thug.
Yeah, I really feel for her. And even just the way that the defense is trying to make it seem like, because she, this is a person she was with, Cassie, has been on the stand. And they're talking about all these text messages, like 160 pages of text messages between them. Where, look, they were in a relationship. Whatever things she was or wasn't being coerced to do, she was being abused. That is documented. And we do know that this dude was clearly, like, grooming her for things. And well, we don't know. She says that he was, she alleges he was blackmailing her. I'll release, you'll look like a slut when I show all these people that you've done that are freak-offs.
So far, and I haven't watched the trial at all, but so far, he's not going to jail. Not for what they're trying him for.
Not for what they're trying him for.
So they've really got to start. I mean, I guess she's setting up the character, and the character is deeply flawed. Yeah.
So they do say it's about an 8-week trial, and this is where I think we're 1 week in.
Yeah.
All right.
So there you go. That's your 7 o'clock trash, Vinny. What you got coming up?
Sleeping on a cliff and more after these.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 8.05. Your chance to win tickets to our Drag Me to Brunch event at the WSF.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. This summer, the music comes alive at Fremont Central Park Performance Pavilion.
Sounds great.
Starting in June, don't miss the free summer concert series brought to you by the Fremont Bank Foundation. Get all the concert details at Fremont.gov. And find out how Fremont Bank Foundation is making a difference in your community by visiting FremontBank.com. Okay, here's what's happening. Sunny and warm today. Peaking tomorrow. Peaking. Maybe warm's not even fair. It's going to be hot.
Sounds great.
In the NBA, we're out, but there are four teams left, and we begin the next round tonight. Minnesota at OKC, 5:30 tip time, and then tomorrow it's Indiana at New York, 5 o'clock tip time. And I got the Knicks because I've got family. Knicks? Well, I have family in New York, so... In fact, it's funny. Christina's went to New York City for meetings at work, and I have family there. So I was like, you can reach out to my cousins or if something comes up. Yeah. And she was like, oh, yeah, we went out to dinner with your cousin's partner.
Oh.
His husband. I think they're married now. But he flew in and was like, I'd love to. And we went, great, we'll take you out to dinner. Right. I don't know if we went to, I think we went to House of Prime Rib.
Oh.
Which is one of those places you go, well, if you want something really spectacular and weird and all the things, this is the
weird.
Place.
I love the House of Prime Rib.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a meat eater. Sorry about it, veggies.
They don't mind. I mean, for your colon, they don't mind. For their own,
right.
they're like,
no, I'm
not. Are you nuts?
That's too much red meat for me.
Right. Anyway, okay. There's that. How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts.
The seaside village of Carmel, California bans wearing high heels more than 2 inches in height. You got to get a permit to have heels 2 inches higher.
They ban it in Carmel.
In Carmel.
In Carmel by the sea?
Yeah.
Or Carmel.
This was added to the municipal code in 1963 to defend the city from lawsuits where people in high heels trip on uneven pavement.
Oh.
The permits are free, but if you want to wear heels more than 2 inches in height, you got to get a permit. I don't know if anyone's been pulled over walking those.
Take it to the side there, lady.
Dangerous sidewalks in a 3-inch heel. What are you, crazy.
Mm.
But you can get a free permit to avoid the old pullover.
Your arrest, right.
Why out of you dames?
Mm-hmm. The most watched episode of a TV series in the 2010s was the premiere episode of Undercover Boss on CBS in February of 2010. It had 38.7 million viewers. Super Bowls don't count because they aren't a TV series.
Yeah.
But the reason this episode got so many viewers was because it aired right after the Super Bowl.
Oh. Oh.
With
that is a 38.7
million viewers.
And this was like the first time that it had ever aired?
Yeah.
I would have guessed much earlier than that. Wouldn't you have?
Mm, I never watched it. I mean, I know of it and know what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have been able to place it. When Kurt Cobain and Chris Novoselic first started playing music together, it wasn't as Nirvana. They joined up to start a Creedence Clearwater Revival cover band called The Sellouts.
Oh, that's fun.
Everyone's got to start somewhere.
I love CCR. They have a lot of good songs. Way more hits than you'd think.
If 1.2 million mosquitoes bit you at the same time, they'd drink all your blood.
Oh, that's... How that's the capacity of blood that you have.
1.2 million mosquitoes at once could drain you dry.
So you must have 1.2 million drops of blood.
I guess.
Yeah. I liked your fast fact. The one I've been thinking about lately is the one where they have to pee before they can drink your blood to make enough room for you. So once they land on you, they let go of one end and then, you know, start sucking with the other. That would be the little...
Right. Insult to injury is, I believe, what they call that.
Yeah.
You whizzed on me and you made me an itchy spot.
I've also heard that if you can wait to slap the thing until it pulls back out, that it actually sucks whatever poison makes the bump with them. And then you kill them after they've bitten you and pulled back out.
So you're supposed to pause.
How do you know?
And watch.
How do I know that?
How do you know when they pull out when
you see them, you're watching it. Say it's on your arm, okay, and you're looking at it.
Oh,
and
can they tell you're watching? Maybe you should cover your eyes.
I don't know.
Maybe. Look through your fingers.
I don't really know.
Take it out.
Wait till the mosquito takes its nose out.
Screw that! I'm swatting the hell out of that thing.
Well, then enjoy your bumps, Finn.
Luckily, I'm one of those people that doesn't get all. You know, the person that's all, they attack me. There's nothing I can do. I'm not that guy.
Some people are like ridiculously attractive to mosquitoes.
Right.
Yeah. And they're just so whiny about it. So it does get boring.
Mm-hmm. Just carry DEET, would you?
Yeah.
Back off.
Stop going outside.
The T-shirt.
What about the T-shirt?
Was invented in 1904 and marketed toward bachelors who didn't know how to sew and replace buttons. Ta-da! Whoever came up with that, boy, they really should have. I don't know if you can, but man.
Like, just pull it over your head. Don't worry about buttoning the thing on.
Universally worn and loved.
That and
worldwide.
Jeans. T-shirt and jeans. Never go out of style.
I'm going to show you a cliff bed here in a second.
A cliff bed.
Mm-hmm. A cliff bed.
Now... is this the thing that when you are hiking, when you're climbing El Capitan and you're halfway up and night falls, that you can click this thing?
Similar to that.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I was wondering.
A few weeks ago, someone set up a cliff bed in China, which allows thrill seekers a chance to sleep on a bed that's perched 330 feet off the ground.
That does not sound.
They're charging
like
$13.50 to do it.
Oh.
And they say, you probably won't fall. You have to wear safety harnesses the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's even safe enough for kids. You can be as young as 14 to do it, though minors have to be accompanied by an adult. Also, you don't stay in the bed overnight. There's a mattress and a duvet and you get a cup of... morning cliffside coffee, but it's mostly set up for a selfie or a promo photo.
Oh.
I'm going to show this to you because the answer to the question is no, I couldn't sleep. It's right here. So it's all puffy and beautiful and the sights are
more elaborate than I expected. It is a full-on shelf
with
a bed on top of it.
Give it a second. after this, it's going to restart and it's going to show you the view of the whole bed and on the cliffside. It's horrifying. And I would never be able to sleep right there.
Nope.
Could you?
I could probably sleep
you
on
probably
that.
You probably could.
Dang.
It's and a I huge bet you... shelf, and it's not, but it's a big platform. It's much bigger than just the, and you're not in a sling. That's what I was picturing, like a hammocky.
No,
kind
you're
of thing
on a flat,
time. You're
like
on a flat surface with some heavy-duty shelving supports underneath.
The thing is,
you'd
is
have
if
to
you...
get to it. You'd have to climb up.
No,
to get
it'd
to
be
it.
Horrifying. And the thing is, if you said to me, "Could you, you know, do it on that?" I'd be like, "Well, I'll figure that out." But actually falling asleep, like laying down.
Well, you'd have to bring all your, you'd have to hike up the hill with all your stuff on your back so that, you know, all
let's
your,
just assume
your bed condom.
I and... wouldn't be like tripping on the bedding, okay. But I still, I'm not, I can't unclench in an airplane and actually sleep. Mm. On a red eye.
Yeah.
When I'm exhausted.
Maybe we can get you some clonazepam. What's that stuff called again?
Yeah, clonazepam.
We don't need to get me started on stuff like that.
Deepak called in about that. He was,
Deepak, my friend, he's a doctor, and he wrote in and explained it all. And in the end, I went, I don't know what any of that means. Yeah. Never mind.
Sounds great, though. And by the way, you can call us on that line, too, Deepak. We welcome a call from you at any
he
time.
He says, morning, Vin. Clonazepam is like Valium, same class of meds. Diazepam is Valium, and Clonopin is Klonazepam, whatever.
Klonazepam sounds really broomy.
I never did that stuff. You do that stuff?
I was
he
prescribed.
Took anything. Anything yeah. that anybody would give him, he would take it.
What do you mean you were prescribed?
I was prescribed that for anxiety and other things.
Valium.
Yeah, Valium and Klonopin for a while. But yeah, I don't take any of that stuff now. But yeah. Sarah's right. I mean, and my dad, Luigi, was a pharmacist. So, like, my brothers and I get together. We're like, what do you got? I got the 20s. Oh, the 20s. Oh, the yellow ones.
And
those
your dad was,
ones.
Like, slipping well, this to you boys?
No, he wasn't slipping it to us, but we were around it a lot and we had access, you know. So
you stole it from your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Don't they have to keep a really careful inventory of... I suppose if you're running your own drugstore, you're like, nah, I don't know.
When I
some
went
of
to,
it went away.
I went to rehab... in the North Bay. And there was a lady who was the picture of motherhood. Like, picture it. You know, the lady died. Okay. She
looked like a mom.
This lady was
like a nice
busted
lady.
Because she was working in a doctor's office and got addicted to something and started stealing prescriptions. And you're looking at her and you're like, no effing way. But that's addiction. There's this lady who you're like... If you're casting a mom, that's her.
That's so sad.
It's sad. It's
and
really
look, it's
sad.
It's sad even if you don't look like a nice mom.
No,
it's
I know, like, but I mean, you just couldn't
so
even imagine
awful.
It. Like,
right.
This lady's stealing prescriptions and was caught and arrested and like the whole thing. Jail was hanging over her head as she was in rehab trying to sort herself out.
Did she?
I didn't keep in touch. I don't know. I hope so. I pray for everyone who's got that problem because it is awful.
Horrible.
To find yourself going, who am I? What am I doing? What is this? Anyway, the bed thing. $13.50 in China if you want a real experience.
$13.50.
Yeah, $13.50.
But you climb up there and you take a couple pictures and then you
and
depart.
Then you say... Can you send help? I'm never going to be able to climb down from here.
It's okay. Keep your harness on. You'll be fine. We'll lower you down.
Well, I don't like to use the word probably. When you were describing it, you said you probably won't fall. That's a big no.
It looks very secure. I think you could do it. I could probably do that. I don't know.
See, probably.
You never know when you're going to get hit with some phobia thing. You know, I feel like, though, if you can zip line, you could do that. You do really tall zip lining. Seems
I don't know.
Doable.
I've done zip lining. I'm not doing that.
I feel like I'd feel more secure there. Like I can grip the thing to climb up and I've got a harness on me. Now I'm on the thing. Now I'm laying in a bed. I can't even see down. This is great. Wow.
300
how
and something feet above the ground though.
Yes. Right. I don't know.
A little breeze blows and you're like, what are you doing? Oh,
a little breeze, I'd probably
a little
be fine.
Breeze.
But if a windstorm starts kicking in, then I'd still be like, I am attached. I do have a harness on.
I'm worried that a giant bird's going to come and scoop you up.
Yeah.
Oh. What kind of bird would that be, you weirdo?
I don't know. It looked very, you're very in nature. It looked beautiful. But I'm more afraid of a critter coming and shaking me off.
Those pesky pterodactyls that are scooping people up everywhere.
Those damn condors.
The storks that come and get you with that little mouth hammock they've got.
I guess I'm not afraid of heights. I'm afraid of birds, evidently.
I was going to say, maybe that's your phobia.
I'm with you, sister. They're the worst.
I mean, if all of a sudden, like, some horrible, toothy-looking climbing alligator was coming at me, I'd be probably pretty scared.
Jump in a pelican's mouth, fly off.
Yeah. Oh, good idea. It looks comfy in there, sitting the little...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
In the pouch.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. There's a few of the things that you guys, we had a lot of texts that really got in the way of the fun texters.
Well, people are noticing something that, and I would like to say that as a company, that's happening. Mm-hmm. That's not, that it isn't just us. Not that there's any excuse.
408 says, Mason, is it Alice? That's great news. I discovered her a couple years ago. She was getting crazy voicemails from some guy she went on a date with.
Oh.
I followed her for a few years. She's hilarious.
Oh, great. She's on now every day.
You're going to love
Enjoy
her.
Enjoy Mason.
She's midday here on Alice. 925 says, I too love Madeline Stowe. Years ago, Vinny, you reported she died. Sad to say.
Did she die?
I don't remember. Madeline Stowe passed away?
I don't remember her dying.
I don't remember that either.
Feels like something I would have reported if Madeline Stowe died.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
I'm not seeing anything about her
dying. I think she's still alive. Let's just, if you type in Madeline Stowe age, it'll tell you if she's dead or not.
There's a birthday and no death day.
Yeah, she's not dead.
Implies alive.
And it does imply that.
Well, Vinny, why did you report
yeah,
that?
Vinny,
I don't.
Why
I don't,
did you ever report
I don't,
that?
I wouldn't
You're
have.
Spreading false information. It's a fake story.
When her name comes up, I think, oh, that lady's hot.
It's a strike.
That's what
on
I think.
The Alice News Network.
Yeah.
That is not. She may have done that, though.
I probably did. I don't care that much.
Conan was fantastic right. on Hot Ones. Jake from Concord in 95.
Oh, I should watch that. Yeah, he's
You know
he's
who
so
I
good.
Watched? Who's the guy who plays MacGruber?
Will Forte?
Will Forte. And I only saw this because it was on Instagram. And because I click on Instagram out of habit now, at least five times a day, even when I'm going to
MacGruber.
Check email. And there I am on Instagram again. He's on the Hot Ones. And I swear to God, it must have been driving the guy crazy. He's sitting there talking to the dude, and he's like, oh, that's pretty good. And he eats it, and he's like, this one's the hot one? Okay. And he pours it on, and he, oh, that one's really good too. And the guy's like, the other guy is going, what? And he goes, I guess I'm dead inside. I really don't. He was cool as a cucumber through all of those incredibly hot sauces. The whole, like, you can fake stuff.
Mm-hmm. You can't really
But you
fake
can't
that,
pull
yeah.
off what he was pulling off. He was just absolutely dousing. Oh, that's really good. And the guy hosting the show is like, I don't.
Do you think, though, that there are people who like have a gene that resists the heat in a pepper?
Maybe. Yes. I also think there are people who are just. They've been eating hot stuff forever and
they're just used
and
to it
just works for them. And
they're the same people who don't need deodorant or something.
But yeah, but I'm not even, Will Forte is not even someone that I would have stopped to watch if it weren't for the chicken wing in his face. Mm. And then I clicked on it and went, oh my God, that guy's a badass. Mm. Yikes.
I've seen people cry on that show.
I would imagine.
Well, milk, I mean, give me milk.
It's burning.
Yeah.
I can see someone
you
barfing.
Feel like you'll never recover.
Right.
Like when you eat something really hot. My brother ate a ghost pepper one time just to be funny. He, tiny, tiny little thing. He's like, ah, ha, ha, ha. He throws it in his mouth and he's, and that was, I mean, he was destroyed. Like for.
Yeah, the next day's the worst.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. And we were all like, no, don't do it. No.
707 is writing in. Naked Eyes had a second hit. It's called Promises, Promises.
Oh, Promises, yeah. Promises.
Yeah, yeah they did.
Had another hit.
I didn't even think of that, but that's true. And then they went away.
Yeah.
By the way, can I throw this text in?
Yeah.
Mason is on after us. Somebody says, what happened to Jane? Jane's still here.
Jane is our afternoon girl.
She's afternoon.
She starts at 3.
Yes.
And Mason starts at 10. And maybe they're confused because when a contest would happen between 10 and 3, Jane would come on and voice it.
Maybe.
Give away whatever.
But Jane did middays forever here, and sometimes people get locked into a spot, yeah. even if they don't realize they've heard her in the afternoon 10,000 times. Right? Yeah. Oh, no, she does middays, right?
Right. No, she's on your drive home.
Mm-hmm.
You're working those regular 9-to-5ers.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Drag me to brunch tickets.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.